Now it's time for our documentary of the week with Tom Powers and Rafaela Nehausen, the co-founders of the Doc NYC Festival and the Pure Nonfiction podcast and film series. Here's Tom with this week's pick.
The point is, ladies and gentlemen, that greed, for lack of a better word, is good.
The movie Wall Street epitomized a shift in thinking in the 1980s, but greed is good didn't pan out for most people. The new documentary, Capital in the 21st Century, weaves pop culture and economic theory to analyze our current state. Here's the Nobel Prize-winning economist, Joseph Stiglitz.
The big reforms of the Reagan-Thatcher era were you lower the tax rates on the rich on the assumption it would trickle down. Didn't happen.
Instead, what happened was today's shocking inequality. Global economic analyst Rana Faruhar sums up the current moment.
There's now research showing that in advanced economies, the two-thirds of the population is now on track to be poorer than their parents, which is a huge, huge mega political trend.
Capital in the 21st Century is based on the dense book by French economist Thomas Piketty, which caused a sensation when it was first released in 2013. The film serves as an accessible introduction to his ideas.
A lot of people are not ready to discuss the merits of strong taxation rates on the revenue and inheritance, but without this to regulate capitalism, there will be disastrous consequences for everyone.
The film was completed before our current economic crisis, but it arrives at the perfect time to reflect on Piketty's ideas. Capital in the 21st Century is now streaming on movie theater websites across the country. In New York, that's Film Forum. You can support the theater by buying a ticket and watching at home. For more information, visit wnyc.org/docs.